Hello, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 129. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And we've again had a week that not much video games were had.
Well, I had lots of one video game specifically, at least when I could get to it.
Yeah, but Zelda Queen and I have, for various reasons, just... I've been feeling not motivated enough to play a video game, which is kind of... Like, that is the depths of unmotivation right there.
I know, sometimes video games are a lot of work, especially when you're trying to do something complicated.
Or you haven't played for a little while, and you want to go back to play it, but you don't remember exactly where you left off, and you're like, but I don't want to start all over.
My main problem is, when I go to play a video game, unless I have at least an hour and a half to devote to it, I don't like getting into something.
And this is why I've picked up Final Fantasy Tactics again. Advanced. Because you can save any time you want to. I believe I recall the Penny Arcade joke was, it's the best thing to do in between breathing.
Wasn't he driving and say it was the best thing to play too in between red lights?
Let's see, you do a couple turns here, and okay, the light changed.
Yeah.
Seems about right.
See, I want to play mine now again, since you've been playing yours. But I almost had finished it. I never quite finished it. But I was going back through because I had the player's guide, and I was picking up stuff, like telling my thief, go steal that from them. And now thief, go steal that from them, because they have weapons that I can learn special technique things that I can't find anyplace else.
Yeah, there's certain ones that are... And in fact, there's the one that lets you learn the first ninja ability that is only findable during one mission on one person once in the game, ever.
Yeah, I became kind of obsessive. This is why the player's guide is very handy for Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. Or you can look it up on the internet. But at the time, I had the booklet. I got it for free for renewing my Nintendo Power subscription.
Bye-bye, Nintendo Power.
Which will never happen again. Everything's going digital.
But yeah, it's hard finding my place, as you were saying, in Final Fantasy Tactics. I'm like, what are all these characters? Almost all of my guys have like five jobs that they can do. And I'm trying to remember what they can do, what they're good at, and what I was trying to get them to do, and whatnot. It's like, I need to find that your player's guide so I can be like, okay, which jobs lead to which other jobs?
Yeah, so this is a case of what I was talking about. I want to play games, but some of my games I want to play, it's been a little while, and it feels daunting, and I don't want to start all over because I already invested hours and hours and hours previously of my life into it. And I also don't have something I can play on currently.
PC gaming for life?
Just not as big on PC games.
I like PC games, but then I also don't. I also like being able to share my games with people after I'm done at times, like loan it to a coworker or something so I have somebody to talk about it later. I can only do that with console gaming. And even that's going the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Well, they're still making physical print copies of stuff.
But usually with whatever DRM is put onto a PC game now, it is difficult to pass it on to someone else.
Yeah, but I'm talking about consoles.
Oh.
Yeah, consoles are still making the physical media.
Yeah.
But they're starting to go... A lot of stuff is starting to be downloaded. Like, obviously, anything from the PSN or the XBLA is downloaded directly, and you can't loan that out.
Yeah.
And eventually, they're just going to start doing away with physical media, and they're just going to have you download stuff directly to consoles.
I don't have to ever stand in line again for something, but that's kind of, you know, a sign of the times, I guess. You know, there's no...
Instant gratification is nice, but I don't necessarily stand in a long line at GameStop in the first place.
Yeah, I never did. I mean, the only game I really remember, like, really anticipating coming out and waiting for it, like, waiting for it to come out, not waiting in line for it, was World of Warcraft. And I just pre-ordered that on Amazon, and it was, to me, the day of release, and, yeah.
Ocarina of Time, but I pre-ordered that sucker. I was just waiting for it to get to the store so I could go pick it up, because I pre-ordered it. I don't think I've ever stood in line for anything, though. I mean,
the only thing I remember was my mom getting that Wii from my brother, and, you know...
Rushing over in the blizzard of 2006 to do it.
Yeah, when she heard... You know, rumor that Walmart had some. She's like,
Care Bear and I waited in line at Toys R Us for my original Wii. Surprisingly, we were second in line, too.
Toys R Us. Apparently, that's the place you have to go hit up.
Yeah, we found it hilarious, because We got there around 7 a.m., so we actually stood in line a pretty decent time. About an hour, hour and a half before they opened, they came out and gave everybody in line the vouchers for the systems. Okay. We were kind. We could have taken two. We only took one.
Hawk, that sucker. No, no.
But
I will never be desperate enough to buy a game system to go on eBay to pay somebody else thousands of dollars for it. I'm like, I gotta wait 3 more months for it? Very well.
But yeah, so what was really entertaining, though, is afterwards, you know, we go back, we get back, right before the store opens, get back in line. We don't have to worry about where we are in line, though, now.
Yeah, because you have the voucher.
Exactly. All these people that weren't there the first time are now rushing in and they're grabbing the empty display boxes thinking that those are the systems that they're going to be able to pick up.
That's just cruel. You should tell the people in line that, hey, we passed out vouchers. We only had
a voucher.
We don't have a system for you.
Well, these people were there after they went through with that and they probably didn't have a chance to tell them that. I remember that those people got disappointed rather quickly when they found out those display boxes were empty.
It seems like you'd find out as soon as you picked it up.
Yeah, that's how they got disappointed really quickly. But some people didn't think about it, and yeah. Anywho, we'll be reliving that here in about a month.
Yeah.
Actually, less than a month now.
Yeah, we're over halfway through October here.
Well, moving on. Now that we've talked about old stuff, let's continue talking about old stuff. Final Fantasy Tactics. Apparently, that's been the game of choice here in the here for Proteus.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, how much have I put on it? 5 hours the last 2 days or something?
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to just sit here and play it. I'm not going to be social with anybody. I'm just going to sit here on the couch and play it.
Who was over here to be social with besides your brother?
We were at my parents.
Okay, that's...
I'm just going to sit here and play.
That sounds like me sometimes at my wife's parents, though. I won't say I'm proud of it, but it happens, especially it's like, okay, they're talking about family stuff. I am completely freaking bored. So I'll pop out my phone and start playing a game, and then I'll get yelled at for being unsocial. It's like, but nobody was talking to me in the first place, and I had nothing constructive to add to the conversation. That's why I don't talk in internet forums. I usually don't have anything constructive to add, so I don't. I'm not one of those people that'll post, yeah, or right on. That is not constructive to the conversation.
I'm in agreement.
Slash sign. Well, when you're trying to get people to get something done, I guess slash sign makes sense. But otherwise, it's not constructive. Anywho. But yeah, so you were saying earlier...
Well, I was trying to sort out where I was exactly in terms of, like, the plot that the game has, what characters I have, and what I'm trying to get them to do in terms of learning jobs and abilities. So that's the fun part pretty much right there. It's like, what am I doing now? What does a blue mage do? Time or something? I don't know.
See, they summon monsters.
No, that's
a summoner.
That's a summoner.
What do blue mages do
they
now?
Do time or something like that.
No, there's time mages, so that's not...
Is it?
I thought there was a time mage in... Now you've confused me. Blue mage. What does the blue mage do? Thank you, Final Fantasy Wikipedia.
I know they use, like, sabers or something.
Blue mages are a versatile melee mage hybrid job. Through the careful setting and application of blue magic spells, this job can adapt to almost any situation. They have access to a wide range of job traits. Let's see.
Okay, but which blue mage is this? I think this is because blue mage is not a new thing, you know, to Final Fantasy Tactics Advance. It's been in other things too, so in any case, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, you know, basically, I could sit down and just read through all my characters and see what they can do. Or I can just throw them into melee and find out what they do. Which has been my strategy so far. And it's nearly got me killed sometimes.
Especially when you don't remember what the laws are.
I hate the laws.
To make things... Well, this is why you need a very diverse and wide-range team with a lot of skills and magic and other things. Because you say, oh... Fighting is discluded? Okay, I have, like, all these magic users. They're all high-powered. Go summon something. Go red mage. Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the things is that even with, like, more melee characters, you don't have to use fight very often because they have a lot of other abilities that are still like melee weapon and hit someone, but that aren't fight.
They're still.
Yeah.
Now I want to play. Don't you?
Achievement unlocked.
I guess I could sit down and actually finish it. It's like me starting Minish Cap over probably for the 50th time because I want to collect all the little coins and I don't remember who I matched everything up with, so I start over again. Oh.
Yeah, though my save file on Final Fantasy, I have 60 hours on it.
You should plug mine in and see how many hours I have on mine.
I just feel kind of embarrassed. I'm like, man, I... Wow.
Seriously. Before we keep talking.
While he's doing that, I'm going to go ahead and start talking more about Dishonored. I brought it up last week when I initially started playing it. I think I'm about halfway through, give or take. I was starting to feel like it's like I'm playing the game and I escaped the area and I was like, I'm doing the missions that they're assigning me to get done. And I'm actually, with the exception of one thing, I've killed very minimal people. I've left most of my targets alive, albeit not necessarily in a good situation.
I have 88 hours and 21 minutes.
Nice. So, these one guys, I left them alive, but they had their tongues cut out and they have been put into their own mines, so they know how it feels to be all the people that they have imprisoned in the mines. Yeah, it's not necessarily optimal, but they're not dead.
This game's kind of brutal.
Yes, it is. So, I'm doing what they want, and I get to, you know... It's like, okay, you're going to go after the main guy now, the guy that's been causing all these troubles. I'm like, okay, I haven't been playing the game that long. It seems a little quickly for me to get here. So I get through that job, I get back to your home place, basically, your home base. And it's like, okay, I'm here. Where's the other shoe? It's like, this has gone way too easy, way too perfect. What's gonna go wrong? I just had that feeling the entire time. And I'm not gonna tell you what the twist was, because I expected something else to happen personally. But there was a twist, and I'm like, okay, I didn't see that twist coming, but I knew something was gonna happen here soon.
The person that framed you is you from the future!
No.
No! Myself!
But so, it definitely extended the game, and I was really happy it didn't end where it did, because otherwise it would have been way too short of a game. And I am enjoying trying to be stealthy. In the most current level, I'm not doing a very good job at not killing people. But in the defense, most of the people that I've killed are what are called Weepers, and every piece of literature that comes up says, well, once people get to this stage of the plague, they're dead anyways. So I don't feel as bad killing them.
See, it's putting them out of their misery so they don't have to suffer through a long illness.
Well, that and if they get close to me, they hurt me. Yeah, what's basically called a weeper is they start bleeding from the eyes. Yeah, they're bad.
This game is weird. I don't know why. It just seems weird to me now.
And that's basically a very advanced form of the plague that's been plaguing the city.
No pun intended.
Not initially, no. But yeah, so I'm still really enjoying it. I'm looking forward to getting through more of the game. I will hopefully be starting on my review here soon. And then I'll beat the game, and then I'll get through my Game Over article. And then I'll move on to other stuff, because at the end of the month, Assassin's Creed 3 comes out. It is the fifth game in the series, technically. Don't you love how video games do that?
Can't call it Assassin's Creed 1 through 5, because that's unoriginal.
Well, like, there's Assassin's Creed 1, Assassin's Creed 2, and then there's two other games in Assassin's Creed 2 lineage, and then we have Assassin's Creed 3. And then I also have Fable Journey that I'm playing, which I have actually started that. I would like to say, from the presentation I got at E3 2 years ago, they lied, it is on rails. Basically, you know, you are forced along a certain path, whether you like it or not. When you're driving your horse, you can, you know, determine the horse's speed, and you can turn him on the path, but you have a path you need to follow.
So, Final Fantasy then, basically. More recent Final Fantasies.
Final Fantasy X, I am sorry. Voice acting was bad for one thing, but it was on rails. I couldn't go off exploring any place, and it sucked. I like to go off and look at things. I like to go do stuff out of order. I like to just explore and say, what's in here? And realize, I shouldn't be here yet. Or, oh, cool, I found some secret treasure that will help things along better later. That sort of stuff. I love discovering things. That's why I like Metroids and stuff. But I am an explorer person, so...
Yeah, so there doesn't seem to be too much of that exploration. Spell casting seems a little... It's easy how you cast the spells. It seems hard to aim, though.
Is this all with Kinect and voice commands?
Okay. No voice commands, just Kinect, just movements. So, like, to cast offensive spells, you, like, take your right arm, you pull it back to your shoulder, and then you thrust it towards the enemy on the screen.
Hit detection's poor, though?
It seemed it. I mean, you actually do... it actually does give you an opportunity to calibrate it, which I've done several times now. I need to try it in-game for the last one. But the first time I actually had to use it, I could barely hit anything unless it was directly in front of me. And then the other hand, your left hand, controls what's called your push spell and your counter spell. To do a push spell, it's the same thing. Bring it back to your shoulder, push it out to where you want. Then you'll, like, attach a tether to the enemy, which will push them back, or you can also swipe them away. And for a counter spell, if something's about to hit you, you swing your hand across your chest, and that'll, for a short period of time, send back whatever attack hits you. It'll either bounce an enemy back, or it'll return a projectile to its origin. It's interesting so far. I'm going to give it more time before I give it a total verdict, because I've only played it for a couple hours so far. But, I mean, it's a Kinect game. It's going to be kind of messy in the first place, is what I found on what Kinect games I've played.
Isn't that sad? Because they're all like, you are the controller, but we're not going to invest
much. I am a very awful controller.
You are the controller. It's just, it's hard to make motion control perfect, especially when you have no hard points for it to reference.
Yeah. It may sound like they want to put everyone in the, what do they call those? The motion capture suits. You know, the little ping pong balls.
Yeah. And I did have to... I had to push my couch back and put one of my kitchen chairs there, because you have to sit, basically, you have to sit upright with your feet straight, with your feet not crossed. I have a big fluffy couch that you kind of sink into if you lay back.
Yeah.
That causes me to sit low if I try to sit straight up.
Wait, what does crossing your legs have to do with anything?
I have no clue, but it says not to cross your legs.
Microsoft, what do you have against people crossing their legs?
I don't know.
It must interfere with something that's, you know, a little eye camera trying to track stuff.
And this is the first time that at least I've played a Fable game where the hero is very unhappy to be the hero. Like, he was giving magic gauntlets that allow him to do what he does, and he wants nothing more than to take them off and go home, even though he has seen a future where the world's going to get destroyed.
Not everybody wants to be the hero.
Yeah, he's one of them. So, yeah. So I'll play more of it. I'll let you guys know what I feel about it once I've actually had more of an opportunity to get my feet wet.
Okay. My turn?
Yep.
I guess the last thing we'll talk about is, since we've gotten Hulu Plus, I've been looking around to see what's on there, and I had Hellsing Unlimited, which, if anybody has watched Hellsing, knows that when they re-released it as a 8-part OVA, we only had the first 4 parts, and then the last... You know, 4 parts were in contract oblivion for years and years and years. But recently Funimation got it all picked back up and got it, you know, the last episode's redubbed with the original cast. And it's coming out, I think next week is the first 4 parts. And the following, or a week or two after that, is the last bit. Or is it the week after? It's near Halloween and like a couple weeks after. But you can watch the subtitled version currently on Hulu Plus. And we are up to the last episode. We just got about 10...
Last OVA there.
Yeah.
45 minutes to an hour long each.
Yeah, last, you know... It technically is the last episode of the OVA.
Yeah.
Man, it's brutal. a lot more brutal than I remember it being. But I think it's because we got farther into it. The first few episodes, yeah, are kind of bad. But, oh, the last ones are like, oh my gosh, man. And watching it with the subtitle right now, there's so much going on the screen. And you're trying to read the subtitle and the subtitle, like, lyrics for songs sometimes. And it's just a bit much. And it doesn't help, too, that sometimes, this, you know, it's one of those, everything's really dark and you're trying to make out what's going on. But it's good to actually have a conclusion finally to the series and not just wonder, like, when is the rest of it going to come out? Because we actually started watching it in New Zealand, like, early on. And never, we looked it up, it's like, oh, they haven't picked up the rights for the last ones. And now they have. Hooray! But I've been very much wanting to watch, like, sort of occult vampire movies. I'm going to blame Halloween. There we go. When does it come out?
I'm trying to find. It just says add to cart, but it doesn't. So there we go.
November 13th.
November 13th is when 5 to 8 comes out. And, yeah, October 30th is when 1 to 4 come out again. And these are both Blu-ray DVD combo packs. 1 to 4 is going to be $44.99. Well, it retails at $60. Funimation Sites has it at $44.99. Right Stuff has it at $44.99, which is where Funimation Site took me.
Yeah, they have.
5 to 8 is going to be $52.49.
Because it's new.
And we get free U.S. economy shipping at $49, and you poor, poor Canadian people have to spend $2.50 for free shipping. So, but yeah.
If you spend $2.50 on it, it's not free shipping.
Well, you have to buy $250 worth of...
Oh, $250 worth of stuff, and then you can have free shipping.
To Canada.
Okay.
Where you only have to spend $49.
I thought you were saying that the shipping was like $2.50, and I was like...
No, I'm saying you have to spend 250 American dollars to get free shipping to Canada.
That's a lot of anime.
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. So, yeah. Yeah.
Have you watched anything of Hellsing Unlimited?
I've seen up to the episode where the priest turns Alucard into a big splatter, and then he comes back.
That's the second episode.
So I've seen up to the second episode. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's been fun to find a conclusion. I'll have to see how it ends, because there's a lot of strings left untied, and we're already, like, 10 minutes in, and it's a 50-minute last episode, so I'm like... How are we going to wrap this all up, guys? You got 40 minutes. And I do like the dub. I think, you know, Crispin Freeman as Alucard does a very good job. And everybody else, you know, has the British accent, but it doesn't sound weird. It doesn't sound off. And it kind of makes a little bit more sense than watching it in the Japanese when they throw in, like, German in there and it doesn't sound German. But yeah, that's all we've been watching. That and Doctor Who. Going along. A few more episodes into season 3 now. Still have not gotten to, like, scary ones like Blink, which everybody says is freaky, but haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, I haven't. Have I watched Blink?
With the Weeping Angels?
Oh, I did watch Blink.
Haven't watched that yet.
That was a pretty freaky episode. I'm still saying, though, that the one that's going to sit in my mind as one of the creepiest ones is... The one with the gas mask kid?
The empty child?
Yeah.
That was more freaky watching it the second time than it was the first time. I don't know why.
I think it's more because we knew it was going to happen. But yeah, it seemed more unsettling the second time around than the first time.
Yeah, to me, it was just generally unsettling. It was more unsettling than Blink was to me.
Haven't watched Blink yet, so have no other point of reference.
Yeah. Anywho, so, yeah, I think that's kind of all I've got. How about you guys?
Yeah.
So we will hopefully have a more full-featured podcast next week, assuming I get ambitious enough to actually read the news posts that I get. In the meantime, everybody have a great week. You can visit us at thegameslave.com for the information that we actually post as just articles, such as my reviews, Game Over articles, and The Professional Gamer by Mr. Proteus here. Yeah. And you guys have a great week, and game on.
Game on.
Game on.